everybody. Welcome to another AppleViz Unleashed for September. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and I am here with the gang once again with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. How are you boys doing?
Hello there. You know, you could just take that bit and put it on the beginning of every podcast.
Yeah.
True. I'm good. Hey, you know, I just realized this today, that you guys had the same first initial of your first name and last name. So you have Mike Malarcy, MM, Randy Rusnak, RR, and I'm the only one the oddball out. So I have to think like Daffy Donville or Donald Donville.
How about Ducky?
Ducky Donville. You know, it's my mind, you know, it's strange when I start off a conversation like that. It's like, good Lord, what does he think about like that things, you know?
What does who think about what?
Well, I think about like, oh, look at that. Their names are M&M and R&R. Isn't that cute?
Let's just change your first name to a D at the beginning.
Yeah, go something different, like Dastardly. There you go. Hi, my name is Dastardly Domville.
Yeah, I need like a celebrity name that has the same, you know?
So, I don't know if I know any Domville celebrities or not.
No, I just can't have the Domville name anymore. I'll just do something different.
So you want us to change your whole name?
There you go.
Okay.
That's a lot of work. You know, boy, has this been a busy month of what?
Oh my gosh, guys.
I'm gonna start off the cast with non-Apple related. Yes, so you heard that correct. Did you guys watch this Amazon show yesterday that discussed about all the different products coming out?
No, why? Is there something new that on Amazon that we don't
Randy, I know you better than that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. 18 or is it 19? 18 or 19 new things out there.
I mean, how much more can you put out? My gosh, it was like one thing after another. It was like constant. It was like a conveyor belt of all these new products just rolling off. I was like, okay, we got the Echo Buds, we got the Echo Frames, we got the Echo Loop, we got the Echo Fetch, we got the Echo Sidewalk. I was like, too much. I was like, oh my gosh.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, I was like, huh, Echo Buds, huh? So I look at that and, you know, they actually packed a Bose quality noise cancellation in those buds. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Echo Frames, which is a new glasses you can wear with the A-Lady on your glasses.
I'm only laughing just because of like everything has got like Echo in it now.
Well, I'm thinking, what if it has no camera? What good is the frame? I mean, what time is it? Pretty soon we're going to be like talking to ourselves in our glasses
anyway, aren't we?
All true, but
not me. I'm going the other way. I'm totally like rebelling against all of this, stuff. I saw a commercial just the other day for the new Dodge Ram that has a built-in camera and microphones to see and hear you at all times. It's like, no. I don't want that in my truck, too. What's going on?
Well, 2020 models of cars are going to have the A-Lady built in. I don't know which models, but...
I mean, it's just getting to the point where it's like, I know you have a flat tire. Can I send you a new tire?
Don't laugh. This is about...
Same day delivery.
Yeah, Tom and I were talking a little while when Mike was having some audio issues, and we were saying just exactly that, you know, like especially with the Echo shows, like I noticed you have you don't have my moccasins that I recommended to you. May I put them in your cart?
Yeah, so exactly. I guess this show and tell, Randy was telling me that you can ask her to look at an item, hold a product up, and I'll scan it.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what it is.
Did you hear about that, Mike?
I did hear about that. And I was just imagining, like, taking it a step further, imagining, like, hey, we noticed you yell at your kid when they spilled their drink over the back seat. We'll have CPS waiting at your house when you get there. Like,
Man. At my age, you'll say, I noticed you haven't ordered anything, any furniture with lids on it. Shall we recommend?
When was the last time you had your prostate checked?
Hold on just a minute. I'll scan it.
Man.
But yes, I don't know if you guys have heard the demonstrations, but just do a search on, and I don't know how long this will keep up, but we're speaking to you in 2019 here. But if you look up Amazon Echo Show and Tell. You'll get some kind of a link, I'm sure, for it. But it gives demonstrations and everything. And I actually have spoken with an individual who has this. Now, speaking that we're now that we're talking about this, not every Amazon Echo Show has the capabilities of doing this. It is only for the first and second generation. It is not for the five model. It's for the big gun, you know, the big 10-inch screen. Now there's the Amazon 8s coming. So if we logic would dictate that the 8 would have it, but I can't comment on that because I don't know. So
what's the name of that new big one they have? That's supposed to be like the
Studio.
Oh, that's right. The Echo Studio, which mm-hmm. is supposed to be a rival to the Apple Home. So we'll see how that comes out. And you said it was cheaper too, right?
It's $199.
Whoa. Wow. $199. That's a mm-hmm. really undercut.
Oh, yeah. Cut
through. Wow. And then they have this Echo Fetch, which is you put this tag on your dog. And I guess you use something called the sidewalk. It's supposed to be the geofencing. And so it'll let you know that your dog escaped a yard or something.
I didn't hear about that. That's the one that I didn't hear about.
Yeah, it's called the Fetch. And it's using the sidewalk technology, which is some sort of a low bandwidth fencing that you can tell you where things are. So I was like, wow, that's
now cool. How many people out there that are listening would think that I would need a Fetch to be put on myself,
you know,
so that people can find me all the time?
Not a bad idea. Randy has left the nursing home.
Come here, boy.
Right? He hit a certain age and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
That way we know you're trying to escape again.
They send this big alarm. We'll see this alarm go off. And
I was totally amazed. You know, it's sad that I actually got more joy out of the Amazon than I did with the Apple Keynote.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, it was a little more exciting.
You know, the Apple Keynote, the problem was that I swore about half of it was videos. And they're like, and I was like, here they go with the video again. But but when they did come back, they did the total opposite for other years. They quickly went da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that was it. It was like they didn't go over the heavy specs and stuff. I was like, this is odd. So it made for an interesting listen, but they left out so many things. So I was kind of like, I guess I'll have to figure out another way.
They might be trying to gear it toward your average person. And your average person doesn't really care about what's going on the inside. They just want to know what it can do for them.
I know they spent a lot of time on the games aspect of it. And as a matter of fact, I got so bored with it, I had to go grab some potato chips and get back on the treadmill.
Yeah, the Apple Arcade, they made an announcement. It was $4.99, which I thought was a great price. But, you know, like we discussed before, is that not only are you guys not gamers, but, I mean, what even if it was visually for non-visual folks, I don't think you guys would have interest, but somebody had made they went in and tried it and only one game was accessible. So I was pretty disappointed about that, but it didn't, but I wasn't shocked either.
Right.
You know,
well, yep. On the other hand, I'm more interested in the Apple TV. Well, that's not the word I'm looking for, but you know, the Apple
the
video
TV Plus.
Yeah. TV Plus.
$4.99. You know, last month we were talking about how we thought that was going to be $9.99, and I thought there's no way anybody would pay for that. And I was so glad that this did it for $4.99, but still.
Well, this something might interest you. I was perusing some of the sites, and no, it's not the sites you guys are probably think that I peruse, but some of the sites dealing with Apple products.
Yeah, every
trailer that I saw was audio described.
That's right. I did read that from somewhere. I can't remember what organization made an announcement that Apple did say all their shows were audio described. A lot of people were asking, are they going to be able to describe? Yes, they are. However, I think there's only 8 shows when it kicks off. And so I'm thinking, 8 shows for $4.99. I don't know.
They better get to work. Those shows better be amazing.
Better be really darn amazing. But you know they were pretty, you know when it was going to be bad when they said, well, I'll tell you what. If you buy any new Apple products from now on, you get a whole year's worth for free. And I'm thinking, okay, they know it's not going to fly. But, you know, it makes me wonder also by doing that, is that their way of like saying, oh, yeah, we have 30 million people actively our subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Free. I think it's all about numbers and getting it launched.
Well, I think they may partner with Amazon and have the Echo Show audio describe things to you. That's what I think.
That's what you think you should do, huh?
I don't think it'll fly, but...
I don't think they like to share money.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so either.
That ain't gonna, not gonna
fly. Something tells me maybe not.
Yeah.
So knowing that it's $4.99, does that make any difference to you both?
Well, like Mike said, with the limited amount of shows, I don't know.
Would you do it for a month for $5?
Yeah, I guess. Just to try it. I guess it would.
Might depend on what the shows are for me.
Well, I want to see that show that Robin Christofferson was working with. Senor.
Yes. Yeah, I think that one's going to be, I think a lot of us probably would love to watch that, see how close it is, or if it's something that we could relate to that, oh my God, that's pretty cool.
And by the way, speaking of Robin Christofferson, he's a friend of ours who does another podcast called Dot to Dot. Wanted to give him a plug about the Echo Show, Echo devices, because he's been working real hard on that, and you guys should know about it. And,
yeah, called Dot to Dot. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to it. It comes out every day. It's usually generally about 5-8 minutes. Just depends. It's very short. And he picks out a particular, what do you call that, skill. And it's a great, great, great podcast to subscribe to.
And Tom and
to.
I have been on that podcast a couple of times.
And then, gentlemen, then they did reveal some new things. Well, I'll kind of break it up here, but... the iPhone 11 did come out as they said it would. It would be iPhone 11 and Pro and the Pro Plus. So knowing that, what did you guys think of the phone itself? Flop? Wasn't interested? Cool?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a flop. I'm not interested. I can't see anything, especially with the operating system the way it is now, that I would just go for it right now. Now, as I say, we're just into a 13 now, so can't really comment too hard. But
Mike is on a 10R, and Randy,
I'm glad you remember what phone that I have, because
you have a 10R, and I believe Randy's on an 8.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah. So. You're going to skip the 10S and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still thinking about getting your Samsung instead?
You know, that just plagues me to death. And I want to tell you why. Some of it has to do with audio, because I know in the next incarnation it's going to be better audio, because it already is.
You mean the Samsung or the Apple?
The Apple. Okay. See, I sound like Aunt Claire on Bewitched. Samsung has good audio, but also Apple has introduced new audio, and that really does intrigue me. But I'm still caught between this doggone Siri stuff. I just am. Supposedly, the Siri is not going to be even touched until 2021. That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is, but I also heard. I don't know if this is rumored. Maybe you guys have heard this, that some of the people from Google have been hired by Apple to work on Siri. So have you guys heard that? This is not a joke. Mike,
I feel I saw it somewhere. I can't remember where. Twitter, maybe. But I hope it's true, because it's just incredibly frustrating.
I would love to have Amazon help them out.
Yeah. Well, okay. See, here's the thing. Now, maybe I'm doing something wrong, but I was working with Seeing AI, and I've got the shortcut to recognize Seeing AI's short text. And I say, Siri, read this to me, or what is this, or whatever shortcut is. And she goes, That is a problem.
I can't see it. Yeah, you know, I've done that a couple times too. Like, I'll say, text somebody, and she'll go, one moment, please. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm waiting. I just want to text somebody. I can't seem to do that right now.
Yeah. I didn't get that, but they go, I heard Mike Malarcy and Thomas Domville aren't in your contact list.
I'm busy right now for you. So I knew Michael or Mike would probably would not. I wouldn't see him going from. I honestly can't see why you would go from a 10 series to this new 11. I really don't, unless you're some photographer or really want to take advantage of the camera, I suppose. But I didn't think it was that big of a jump at all. Not at all. I mean, yes, there's some few things on there, but for you, Randy, you're still on the 8. Mm-hmm. Still a great phone. But I kind of had a hunch you would wait one more year. So let me put this philosophy on both of you now.
Oh, boy. Now we're going to get philosophized.
Yeah. So next year, let's just assume that.
Yes.
There was talk a couple of days ago that they're going to redesign back to the way 4 was. Do you remember 4, how square and beveled it was on the sides?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have that. They're going to bring back the metal frame around the edges for better networking. You'll have your 5Gs, you'll have your Touch ID back into the screen, and you're going to have, obviously a better processor and all that. Is that enough for you guys to jump?
I'd get right out there and get one right because of those things. Not because of the square.
No.
But because of Touch ID. I really would miss it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
And it's just that I'm not moving forward. It's just that I'm, that's a weird comment. I'm not accessibility moving forward, which can be heard on another network. But anyway, I just don't. Okay. I mean, Face ID is great. I mean, I know it works well. I just know it does. And I've heard it works with prosthetics, and that's all fine. But sometimes I just want to reach into my pocket and unlock my phone. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it backwards. I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay. So you would definitely jump then. What would you do?
I don't know, because unless there's something other than just kind of aesthetics like that, because I don't miss Touch ID, to be honest with you. The only thing that I miss is being able to unlock my phone with it still in my pocket. I will admit that. Uh-huh. But other than that, I'm 100% fine. And
You're just happy and content.
Just trying new random kind of things that they've already done isn't enough to get me to pay all that money just because.
Okay.
Like, until they can do something new. Like, the most exciting thing about the new phones to me is that the names aren't ridiculous.
That's true.
And that's kind of a bummer. So, hopefully they can, I don't know, like, innovation hasn't happened.
About you, Tom? Are you thinking of jumping to the other one, being that you can upgrade every year?
I have it right in my hand, an iPhone 11 Pro.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I will say it's a lot faster. I didn't think it was going to be that much of a difference. It is a lot snappier, a lot faster. I mean, obviously, each and every model is. I love the new night mode because I'm able to scan things a lot easier without the flash, because the flash is kind of somewhat can ruin things for you. And I found that doing scanning with it is so much easier with it in low lighting. And I really enjoy the better, faster modem they put in it. You wouldn't think it'd be that big a bit difference, but I'm telling you, between 11 Pro and just the 11, we're talking about almost a 50% faster on the Pro. And when you think about it, that's pretty darn fast. However, I agree that, I mean, how fast is fast, and how fast do you really need to be fast, if that makes sense? And so it depends on your uses. I do a lot of big downloads and uploads, and so for me, that makes a big difference. For people that just doing the web and stuff, I'm not going to make any difference. But I think I am really, really, really intrigued for next year, just because the I know a lot of people are holding back because they want the Touch ID back. And not only that, but a lot of people are waiting for the 5G. And I really do think that it's going to be the year of major changes where mm-hmm. this is just a speed bump. That's all I see it as. And that's about it. I mean, the only thing I was disappointed with was I was really wanting to see that bilateral charging, and it didn't come through.
Uh-huh.
But somebody said that they think it's still in there. They could unlock it. But I'm thinking if it isn't unlocked, then obviously there was something wrong. Either is it quite ready for Limelight or they weren't ready. And I can't figure out why they wouldn't be ready for a bilateral. I mean, so I don't believe it. I don't believe there's a bilateral on this phone.
Watch it show up next week.
Yeah, exactly. Why? I'll eat my hat, you know?
Ooh, I'd like to hear that.
The Apple Tags, I was kind of disappointed. I was really bummed. I was really wanting to see the Apple Tags, but I think that is ready. I think they're just not ready. I bet we're going to see that next month.
Now, are you able to hear with your hearing aids? Are you able to hear the difference in audio? Does it make any difference to you, or doesn't that not make a bit of difference with the new upgrade for the audio?
If you're talking about the stereo and stuff,
right?
Yes. I mean, my God, you can hear it, but I mean, I think it's kind of silly. I mean, who's going to watch a movie in stereo without headphones? I mean, if I'm going to enjoy a movie, I'm going to put headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's cool that you have stereo on it. Yes, you can tell if you put it sideways. I am able to tell the difference now. Volume is exactly the same.
It is. Okay. And the speakers, would you say, are about the same too then?
Yeah. It's just,
okay.
I really do. I don't think
I just, I don't know. Okay.
I like it because my phone's lasting a lot longer. I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, typically I'm running about 20-30% by the end of the day. Now I'm just barely hitting 50s. So battery life on it is way better.
Well, let me tell you about my audio since iOS 13 came out.
Well, we'll talk about that.
All right.
Your iOS stuff.
You shouldn't ask me.
I will. And so they announced the watch. Fifth generation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was not impressed. Yeah, it's on all the time. That's cool.
Okay, so folks have missed out on, if they have a 4, I see no reason to jump.
No way.
From a 3 to a 5, better speaker, better processor, you know. I'm really fine with kind of where I'm at right now, but I would like, I'd kind of like to have that extra jump, and then other members of the household could have my watch and I could upgrade. And
the thing was, is during the keynote, it was very plainly obvious that all they said was, yeah, we got to stay on all the time. We improved it so it would stay the same battery life. Nothing about how much faster it would be, and it turned out to be there's a reason. It's got the same innards as the 4, meaning that's the same watch with some new differences with the compass and this on stay all the time energy efficiency processor. That's
so
it.
What do you think that's doing for voiceover users? Now, I personally don't know any voiceover users that have the 5s yet, so
I don't know either. A lot of people are asking about that, and they were, you know, a lot of them are asking, can we turn that off?
Well, I don't think
it's awake.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, well, I'm not sure quite what to think because I don't know, but I think that I don't think that's going to affect us any.
Well, I was just disappointed that it's the same. It's the same watch. You just got two new things. That was it. I mean, that is absolutely it. There's no better processors. I mean, the only thing that was really cool was where they doubled the space. So instead of 16/32, I thought that was, well, it's about time because my watch gets low in space a lot. It just depends what you have loaded on there, I suppose.
But I can't remember now. Is it the price point the same?
It's the same.
Okay.
It's the exact same price for the same watch with two new
features. Now you have the 3, don't you?
I have an old Series 1.
Now, series 1.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Now, I'm ready to go to Series 5. Now, that would make a big jump for me. I wasn't ready to go to 1 to 3. I wasn't. And
well, I like my 3 a lot because it's the first one I've ever had. But I've been thinking of going to a 5 just because of the better speaker and the processor.
Definitely the better speaker. Exactly what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
And you have a lot more, it's a lot faster and things like that. But I don't know.
Mike, what about you? About you and the idea of the watch?
That, I mean, I've got the 3 also.
And okay.
I'm happy. Like, I mean, 99% of the time I use it with headphones anyway, just because I have kids and my house is a zoo. So without headphones, I can't hear it regardless.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're happy with the 3 and there's no reason to go to 5.
Yeah. From like the way that things have been for me lately is like every 3 years I'll upgrade something. Because then I notice like real big changes. Whereas I used to do it every year because I just needed the latest and greatest. And
that's a good rule of thumb. I like that. Every 3 years I mean, everything that we have works just fine 3 years old, honestly.
Yeah. Everything's great.
Still. Everything. Watch, the phone, everything works just great. It's just, it's not as dramatic improvement as it used to be year to year. It used to be something substantial difference, but I don't think that's the case. Especially this year, I think they all received just very minor speed bump, just like the AirPods, the 2.0. I didn't think that was a big deal either. You know, nonetheless, October is coming up, and so we got the Apple keynote. Probably it will happen in October that we'll be getting into the Mac stuff. So those are waiting for the Catalina will be coming up. A lot of discussion about they're going to revamp the Mac Pro line. So you're going to see some new stuff with the Mac Pro. Some people think that they're going to do away with the MacBook Pro 15-inch and to go with a 16-inch. I'm not sure why they went from 15 to 16, why that made that big of a difference. It is kind of weird that they sell it 1 inch more, but you know it's going to cost more than the 15-inch, which I'm kind of disappointed because I like the 15-inch models. But for $1,000 more, $800 more for an inch, I was like, well, you just lost me.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't get that. And then obviously they're going to do the iPad Pro, just probably that could be a big deal. We'll have to wait if they start including Face ID and stuff on there. And I'm hoping that the Apple Tags will finally show up. Now, Apple Tags is, for those that don't know, it's like tiles. I think I will go crazy if they release the tags. I really do, because I have tiles on everything. I would be happy to replace all those with the Apple Tags. You guys use tiles?
No, I don't.
I used to until I had major issues between it and my headphones, my AirPods.
What do you mean?
They I could not leave that tile connected and then get my headphones to connect to. I had to turn off the Bluetooth on the tile before my headphones would connect. I fought with it for 2 weeks.
Really? So you conflicted?
Yeah, I've had it off for probably 4 months now because I cannot figure out how to make them play nice together.
How odd is that? I've never had an issue. You have a Tiles Pro?
I even tried looking it up online. Nobody else seems to have that issue. There's just like there's even a button for, I don't remember what it was, something to like minimize interference or some such nonsense like that. I flipped that switch and it still wouldn't work.
Did you get the Mike Malarcy tiles though?
Yes.
Well, then they aren't doing their job then, are they?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's a shame, Mike. I you know, I'll be honest, you're the first I've heard of that had some sort of an interference problem. Now, this only with your pods?
Yep.
Now, do you have any other Bluetooth stuff?
Nope. Well, I mean, I have some, but none of them connected. Like I have one Bluetooth speaker, like a waterproof one for the shower, but
yeah, I didn't know.
Everything else is fine. It was just that tile. So I adopted a new system. That's just to tell my kids, like, hey, go get my water bottle or whatever. There's a lot more feedback from that. It's generally negative, but it works.
Huh. Well, that's okay. Well, all right. Yeah. So I was curious if you thought you were going to move from your Watch 3 to 5. So Yeah, Mr. Randy.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it still. It's just that everything that I own now from them this year is going to be paid off, and it's it'd be kind of really nice to have a little extra, you know, wiggle room.
So you don't want a tax either,
Randy? Oh, it's not that I don't want them. It's just that I just don't know if I would use them or not.
Gotcha. So you don't have problems with finding your keys and stuff like that like I do?
God, yes. I have so many problems, you guys. You just, well, you listening audience, you believe it. You know who I am. I forget. I don't know where my phone is, my keys, a lot of stuff. Wallet. I just don't have a, yeah, that too. So I'm sure it would help me out a lot. But I think part of me likes to like complain a lot and go, God, I don't know what else I'm going to do except to try to remember. But I definitely have a Swiss cheese brain.
I have to use that Echo skill to find my phone one all the time. I love that. That's probably the most skill on my Echo.
I use my Apple Watch for that a lot to find my phone. And there's only one problem with it. Sometimes I don't know where my Apple Watch is either.
Exactly. Well, sounds like I know what to get for both of you for Christmas now.
Okay.
If they come with Apple Tax, I'll have to buy you both one. How about that?
You heard it here, folks.
Let me rewind that September edition, Thomas. Now let's dive into.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah, right. Well, let's dive into iOS 13. Let's break it up two pieces. So the first piece, let's talk about the features. Now, obviously, I'm guessing you both installed iOS 13.
Well, let's talk about who was brave enough to install the
first. Are you both on it?
Myself, I told everybody out there that would listen to me and the podcast that I've been on, I absolutely will not update until .1 is out. And I just didn't see any reason for it. So where my son was calling me up and he says, what are you doing right now? Cause do you want to go for a walk? And this is when, you know, the first iOS was out there. And I said, I'm sorry, Ryan, I can't right now because I'm updating my phone. And the reason that I decided to do it was because I really did want to think that I could circumvent some of the stuff, and I was able to. I didn't have any problems with it, like Tom was saying that I wouldn't. So where was I? At 12:05, I brought it up thinking, well, 5 minutes, you know, is not going to be, it's okay. And it wasn't there. 12:06, it was there. Boom, I hit the update button. And it took maybe about 27, 28 minutes to complete. And I was happy. It was, you know, everything was good. So, and obviously then I've updated to the latest version. So let's, Mike, what about you? And then you will go in and see if there's any... any issues.
Now, do you stay?
I have intentionally waited to talk to you guys. Like, I've been reading all over Twitter about everything happening. Like, no, I'm gonna wait for people that actually know.
All right, so Michael,
so you're on 12 still, Mike, is that right?
Oh yeah. Speaking of stuff about like third party keyboards getting access to everything, like, yeah, I'm gonna let you suckers figure that out first.
Yeah, you know, it's strange because 13, a lot of the apps were just fine, but 13.1 was the opposite, where we started getting a lot of reports coming in. Third-party keyboards doesn't work. Envision doesn't work. Nearby Explorer doesn't work. I was like, oh, man. Yeah,
everything exploded. I was waiting to see like 3.1 or 13.1 will come out. Everything will be like fairly solid. Then I think that dropped and everything just fell apart.
Yeah, you know, when we first tested 13.1, we noticed right off that 50% of the bugs were fixed. I thought it was a little more than that, but it ended up being about 50% of the bugs that were fixed in 13.0. But we had no idea about all these other issues with the apps not working. And then on top of that, this annoying when you use, apparently it's not just for phone, it's not for FaceTime, but it's also to with Messenger or any type of service that you use to make place calls when you hang up. Oh man, it hit me hard. I was the only one on the team that was experiencing this, and which was odd. Then I opened it up and there was a whole bunch of other people like that with me, where it was just totally, you lose voiceover entirely. I mean, there's no sounds, no voice. And I was like, you have to either try to wait patiently for like 5 minutes to get the voiceover to come back on or do a hard reset. And so 13.1 was a disaster, I thought.
Well, I'm not having those issues so far on the phone. And now I've used my phone a few times on 0.1. And I haven't found any issues. Knock wood, that doesn't mean I won't get any. Where my issues lie is in notifications. Oh God.
Well, now what? Okay, now everybody's having different. See, that's weird about the notification.
My glob.
What? Okay, so what are you seeing in the notification? Because everybody I hear has something different.
Mine has disastrous problems with focus issues. Uh-huh. Going from, like, I'll be looking at like a lot of emails. I emailed from so and so and so and so. Then it jumps, and I'll be somewhere else, like from a long time ago, or else if I'm. I mean, sometimes it just skips whole bunches of things, or sometimes I'll actually. I can't say that I lose speech, but I lose focusability, if that's mm-hmm. a proper term. And I will see nothing. I will hear nothing on the screen. And then I have to place my finger up on the screen to get it back into focus. And you can't even call it focusing because it doesn't focus correctly.
So you get into the area where you hear nothing. You swipe nothing. And it's just click, click, click. Yep, and then yep. sometime all of a sudden it starts to kick back on. The voice comes on.
Yep.
I've heard that. I heard okay. people are not able to clear the notification out.
Oh, I figured out an issue with that. So instead of flicking down to clear it, I double tap on it, and then it clears the notifications.
Exactly, which was a workaround. I told people, mm-hmm. Double tap it. It works because you swipe down, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. It goes bump. But here's my biggest issue. I can't find the doggone status bar. I can't grab it.
You're not alone. We had this major problem all through the cycle during the summer. We kept saying, I don't know what you guys did to the status bar, because we all have to go to the top left, find the clock, and then swipe to the right to get to the battery, because I cannot find the battery.
I don't do that. Here's what I do. And I'm thinking that the status bar in my mind, this is how I perceive it, is that the status bar has gotten skinnier. I don't know if that's true or not, because I visually can't see it. So what I do is I touch my battery indicator on the top right, and then I can immediately pull it down from there. That's what I do.
Yeah, I think we all agreed at first. We thought, maybe it got skinnier, but I'm almost starting to think it has something to do. You know how the touch explorer, if you move your finger around, you notice how much faster it is. And it tends to lock on something really quick. It goes too fast.
Oh, yeah. For me.
And I think that might have something to do with it, because if you tap above that area, then you lose the focus to the status bar. So I think it has something to do with it. It's going too fast and it's picking up other things before I can get to the time. So
yeah,
well, the what I've got is difficult.
What I do is I've gotten so tired of that. I shut it off.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Turn that noise off.
And you can shut that off, by the way, in case you don't know. It's go ahead.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's under voiceover, audio, oh, God, and it's buried in there. But that's the first places to look. And then when you go in there, yes, they have a whole bunch of stuff you can shut off now.
I recommend this. If you are having status bar problem like we are, or you just can't get the darn thing to come up and you're getting frustrated, create a new voiceover gesture.
Yes, 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 that's right. Yep, like a triple finger.
Tag the status bar mm-hmm. to it, and mm-hmm. then you can just perform a gesture and it goes straight to the status bar.
Mm-hmm. Mine is a one finger triple tap.
There you go. It'll take you to the status bar. Mm-hmm. So there are some great features such as that. I really love the new voiceover gestures. I think it's going to be a nightmare for me as a trainer if people start to change their gestures.
Oh,
around.
God. Oh, I know it.
I'm like, oh, my God.
So far, I haven't had to teach it. I had one student that said, should I switch? And I just said, no, just don't do it yet.
So I think that's why you don't see a lot of Android like tutorial type podcasts, because they're all so different that it's just kind of not worth mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah, because it's so different in every device, right?
Right.
And it depends what flavor you have.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I yeah, there is so much of that going on. But on the upshot of the whole thing, I got to publicly thank Tom for his podcast, because I've done this before on other casts. And boy, Tom, it's amazing the work that you've put out for what you had to work with. And I don't know where I came into it, but before I updated, I listened to all of them a couple of times. And quite honestly, now I'm so sick of talking about 13 on other casts that I just don't. But if it wasn't for you, we just wouldn't gotten as far as we have been for all you guys' work, the whole doggone team.
Yeah.
And not only that, but to do it, you know, like a few days before, because we would have been, all of us would have been in so much trouble.
You know, that, first of all, thank you so much. I mean, we all put in a lot of hours into this. I mean, a crap load of hours. And we do it because we love it. And thank you. I really appreciate people actually taking the time, listening to it, and actually getting something out of it. That's important. I'm just very happy to do it. We all are. Apple kind of changed things last year, that as soon as the Grams or the GM, which for those that don't know what the GM is that usually that drops about a day or a week before the public gets it. And pretty much anybody can, if they have access to it, they can install it. I mean, it's kind of like a, if you know where to get it, you can get it. So Apple decided that if not a big deal, we can go ahead and do it. And I'm so glad we're able to do that, because it gives some saturation time for people to realize what to expect, instead of just looking at that day and scratching their head what they want to do. But I think Mike probably made the best choice of staying at 12.4.1, to be honest.
Playing it safe.
I mean, are you happy about that? Are you happy to stay at 12.4.1 now you heard all this?
Yeah, I mean, there are things like the whole gesture thing just sounds super fun to play with. There are little things that I'm like, that'd be kind of cool.
But no, what would keep you, hold you back? Anything?
Well, just the conversation that he's heard lately. Yeah.
The keyboard thing, like, that's a big one too. Because I don't know if you guys, have you guys read Permanent Record yet?
No.
You should, first of all. It's Edward Snowden's book, for those of you that have not heard. I guess, actually, it's been long enough now. There's probably some of our younger listeners don't even know who that is. But he kind of blew the lid off the top of a whole bunch of the U.S. government's, like, top secret surveillance programs. Mm-hmm. And so when I see stuff, like, I just read that book, like, last week. And when I see things like, oh, this third party can grab all your keyboard input, I'm like, I don't want that. So I'm waiting. I don't know. Once I see, like, once that hole, for at least right now, once that gets fixed, we'll do it. Why not?
I think we can safely assume that 13.1.1 will be out very soon. That will resolve that.
Big security things like that are they're all over that right away. So,
but what's interesting is when we were looking, when I was looking at my status bar and I was looking at, you know, I said, okay, 3.1, I got it. You know, it's, I'm sorry, not three, you know what I mean, 13.1. I said, okay, everything's fixed now. I'm happy. I immediately went to my status bar, couldn't find it. I looked at email stuff that was not working right the way I wanted it. It was just horrible. I thought, well, what did they have they done?
Well, but if you do a lot of text messaging, that's a pain in the butt.
Oh God,
too.
I know it is.
I do a lot of texting, and when I go back, I have to go through the whole 40-50 texts, and I go,
yeah,
this is ridiculous. It doesn't remember your last placement, and that. Productivity has gone downwards in terms of mail and text.
And not only that, but when you're texting with somebody, VoiceOver starts talking, at least at my end. So I said, I'll say, send a text to Thomas Domville.
It goes, it's like, and it gets included. I was like, I have to do it twice. It's just, oh man. Oh, by the way, with the Siri, I found this out the other day. I had to share with you. Visually, we notice that every time I use Siri now to text someone, there's a little small icon within the text message that shows you that you're using Siri. So you can say, oh, that's why it's all jumbled up. Because it has this little text icon.
They just put a little marker like, this is why he sounds crazy. It's not
exactly. And I was thinking of Randy. I said, you know how it butchers everything. Now they'll know why, because there's a little indicator there.
Oh, and so, but you visually have to see it though, right?
You have to visually see it. Like, we can't see it, but I read an article about it, and my wife looked at it, and sure enough, she can see which messages were sent by Siri and which one haven't.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah. Little things like that. I'm glad that you updated, Randy. I didn't think you would care enough with the bugs. Yes, there are bugs, but I didn't think that they were showstoppers for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
I would say, and the students that I've been working with, I've showed them how much faster some of that stuff is, but I've also showed the failures, and they've just said, no, I'm just going to wait. And, you know, so I had to, you know, teach them something else. So let's talk about, if we can, battery life. Since we've updated, you won't notice it because you got a new phone, and Mike is not on it yet. So let me tell you my story.
I had the beta throughout the summer with it. Now, all right. We had problems with the early betas, but even with the GM, I had no battery life issue, but I have been seeing a lot of people with battery life issues.
Mm-hmm. Mine's horrible.
And the watch. The watch is
kind of battery cursed.
Now, the watch for me is dying really fast.
Okay.
The OS 6 is got some draining issue for me, and I noticed that Michael and some other people are having problems that their watch is draining way faster on hers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine is as well. So I just thought I would throw that out there. It's a definite, like, I can, if I'm using my phone from when I get up in the morning, and sometimes it might be 8, sometimes it might be 6, 5:30, you know, around there. My phone's just shot by, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's awful.
Way too early. Way too early.
It's just horrible.
Huh. And but that's what 13.1?
Yep, but what I have, and before that too, and what I have noticed too is there's a little button when you are looking at the battery optimization, you know, when it's showing, you know, when it thinks that it wants to charge to full capacity, mm-hmm. there's a button way over to the right that says, charge now, ? And there really is a button there, and you know, and so when you click it, it goes to regular battery charge and lets you have, you know, more power. It's like a top off thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh.
Did you know it was there?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wasn't kidding. There really is a button there that will bring it back up to full capacity again if you really need that extra 20%. It's there.
Interesting.
Oh, because the battery optimized charging, so it stops at 80.
Uh-huh.
And wants to know if you want to go ahead and
top it off.
Top it off 100. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, yes and no. I knew that something like that happened, but I've not seen it myself. So you're the first to be able to tell me about that. Now I'm learning something new. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm good for something after all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I'm with you, Mike. I think you made a wise decision. There's no hurry to get 13, and I think you'd be better off waiting for a newer stable version so you know everything that you use does work.
Yeah.
And I think that, like anybody else, do your research before you do it and don't take our word for it, because we don't know you, and we don't know how
proficient you are in operating your device.
Yeah, because some of the things can be very detrimental to you. Some things may not bother you at all. Some people don't even notice the bugs at all. So I was like, wow,
man.
Hats off to you. I think that's amazing. I don't know how you did that. But
of course, you're all wrong out there, but because they are there.
Now, last month, we were talking about how only Apple could replace your battery and Best Buy deal. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Apple had a change of heart, and it's about darn time. I like this approach. They are now going to allow any repair shop to be able to order genuine parts from Apple, and as long as they have Apple certification, that they will be able to do the repair on your device. I said, about time. But they won't be able to charge as cheap as they normally do, because now they got to pay Apple to be that way, I'm guessing. So I thought that was, I'm glad that that gives more option to people, especially that those are not near a Best Buy or an Apple store. But for Apple Viz, you guys, there's another game. I know you're not game fans. I really like this a lot. It's called Audio Wizards.
What?
I know, right? You come on now. You're a wizard, and you got your, you get to cast spells, and
I do that anyway. Well, watch this. Hi, baby.
Cast spells. You.
I do have to say I like the circus game.
Yeah, it's a circus revenge. So you circus did get revenge. Your baseball bat out.
Oh yeah. And the chain, and I love those girl vampires. They are they're killers, literally. They are. So if you haven't had a chance to go grab that game, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's free. Go for it. The circus game is free. Of course, you get in a purchase, but you can be like
Randy, let's play that swing over
baseball
again.
Bats around. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can also play the levels over again, and then you know if you win, then you can get more coins that way.
I was thinking of Mike since he loved Dungeons and Dragons. I figured he would like a little.
The issue that I have is finding that dongle for my headphones and plugging them in and playing the game. I just hate that.
Oh, you don't have Bluetooth headphones?
No, I don't. I don't.
You know, I will say, and I bet Mike would stand next to me. Any of these newer models, there is so quick and fast. It's like pop, pop. It pairs quickly. I don't have nearly the latency as I used to do in the days. It's really fast.
It has come a long way.
It has. Mm-hmm. Especially those AirPods.
It's not that I don't want them. It's just there's so many other things that I want.
Almost every headphones you buy nowadays have them. That's what I found out. You either get the Bluetooth whether you want it, and then, of course, it comes with a wire if you want the wire. Pretty much what I've seen.
What have the iPhone? I mean, the or headphones? The
headphones. Headphones, yeah.
Okay, I was a little confused there. I thought I went to sleep again.
No, it's just me just babbling, making nonsense. Okay.
I get it.
If you go to any stores now, look for a new pair of headphones. All of them are Bluetooth. I don't know if you knew.
I sure didn't.
And now they all come with a little wired if you want the wire to be on there.
Okay.
It comes with it.
You know, actually, I really hate to admit this, but I do have some Bluetooth headphones, and what they are they're knockoffs from Apple. They're called the Gem earbuds, but that shows you how much I use them because they constantly disconnect on me all the time, and I don't know.
Is it the Jabber that you were boasting about Christmas time?
Mm-hmm, the Gem. They were the Gem, not the Jabber, the Gem.
Oh. And you loved them so much then.
I still do like them when they connect.
You don't like them if they keep disconnecting.
But yeah, sometimes they're just harder to work with because they don't always connect all the time. And then so sometimes there are more problems than they're worth. So I could use those and play the game. So I kind of have a little bad taste in my mouth from earbud headphones.
The moral of the story is you buy, you pay for what you get. Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah, not always, but
I know.
When it comes to headphones, for me, I've noticed that you really can tell the difference between all the different tiers. I mean, there's under the $100, under $200, and under $300, and there are some significant difference in all of them. Mm-hmm. They really are. It's just outlandish. I'm gonna say what for freaking headphones.
Well, I know. And that's why, I mean, if I have a chance to go buy a pair of Bluetooth headphones or buy like a Sonos Move, can you think about which one that I would get first?
Mm-hmm. You get the Sonos Move.
Yeah.
You're not a headphone guy. So like Mike and I think we live on our headphones.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Airbuds.
Definitely.
All the time, right?
I like that raw speaker sound or a power, hard driving powered speaker.
You have any other headphones, Mike, besides the AirPods?
No.
No? You like that one a lot?
Yep. Yeah, these have been great. They stay in my ears like really well, and they're easy. I do like that.
Yeah.
It just works.
They just die out in 2 years, which sucks, but.
Yeah.
But you had yours for about a year, so you got one more year's worth.
That's really mean.
I'll be ready for those to get here. Give you something to look forward to.
That's true. That's true. Maybe AirPod 3 will be out by then.
So since we're talking about different things, iOS related and watches, and what do you guys think of the chime that they have implemented in the watch? Are you guys happy with that or disappointed in it? Or?
I love the idea. There's two things I don't like about it. One, they don't give me two options. I wish they'd give me a whole bunch of different options. I mean, you get a chime or a bird.
Yeah, why not have more?
Yeah, it's like, only two options. What's the deal here? I wish I could download more options. And two, it's only on the hour.
No, that's not true.
Really?
No.
You heard it here first. What? Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me all about it. Cause
well, when you're into that, when you're into that dialogue, it says play every 15 minutes, every 30, 45. But here is the rub, guys. Here's the rub. Oh. If it's 5 o'clock, it goes off one time. If it's 12, it goes off one time. If it's 2, it goes off one time. So you still really don't know what time it is. It's just an alert, and who cares about that? Yeah. When I heard about it, I thought, oh God, thank God it's coming. But it's not like Time Buzz or some of these other ones.
No. The chimes on my phone tells me exactly what time. It's 12 o'clock. It's 12:30.
Yeah. Right.
But the watch, it's a welcome feature. I think it needs to be enhanced. I think it needs more. I think now that you got me, I will put it on every half hour. It does help me, especially if I'm at a client. I need to know on the half hour when it's
exactly.
And it helps me a lot. And so, I like it. So that's the only reason you don't like it is because you don't know what time it is and it doesn't give you anything other than just a chime. That's it.
Right. But what I do like is the increased speed of the taptic feedback that you can adjust. I love that feature. But as far as the chime goes, it's like, nah, come on now, you know?
Yeah, that was kind of a throw in. It's like, huh.
It's kind of like the walkie-talkie feature. I'd love to see that really work, but it's like, what did you say?
I wonder if that would make a difference if when we get a Series 4 and 5 when it's louder.
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't know. But I would say I like the chimes over the walkie-talkie.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
So if they could put more chimes into it, that would be awesome. I would like that a lot. But yes,
I'm glad though that they gave us the bird.
Man.
So what we're talking about, Mike? I don't know if you've tried it or not. They give you a chime or a bell and a bird.
I actually haven't.
Oh, okay.
I've never been a chime guy.
Okay. Well, they give you either a bird or a bell, and it's either a chirp or a little kind of like a beep. Bing. Yeah.
Which one's better? Which one do you guys have? Which one are you using?
I've got the chime.
I have the bell as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. It's just, it almost sounds like a notification goes off.
It really does. And you kind of don't know then you go, oh, I better check the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I got a notification. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, it's just 1 o'clock. Oh, God dang it.
And there was some speculations. Like people were asking me, one more thing I want to get out before our time is gone. And that is many people have asked me, well, I can't get mine to work. What do you do? I always tell them to, once they engage their chime, then restart your watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will work. And the way you know it will work is if you tap on the chime, or the bell or the bird, it will actually give you a verbal notification on what you're switching to. Then you know it's going to be engaged. But people have asked me, how do you shut your watch off? Because they just leave their watch going, which is understandable. And they have never shut them off. So I always show them how to restart it. And then everything's fine. And their watch works.
I remember the very first iPod Touch. Maybe the second. It was like 2008. Getting one of those. I had no clue how to shut that thing off either. It took me like 3 months before I found it on accident. I think I was trying to jailbreak it. And then read somewhere. I was like, oh, this is how you turn it off. I'm like, oh, holy crap. It actually goes all the way off. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that about the watch either. And that's, Oh, one thing I did notice, VoiceOver now gives you verbal feedback when it comes on. I've noticed in the latest OS 6 that when you turn on VoiceOver, it gives this weird like tin can sound, like dun-dun-dun.
So you know it's back up.
Yeah, and I didn't
know. Otherwise, we'd never know.
Yeah. Right? Did you notice that too, Tom?
I did. I was like, okay. Oh, that's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah.
Because I never know when it comes back up. Because
I love the sound. It sounds kind of like you're dragging some tin cans around on your feet. It's just like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So the unlucky 13 is what I call it. And now you know why I call it the cluster nut
13. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's the unlucky 13 this month.
Mm-hmm.
So hold back on that. My last and final thing, I have one Apple tip I'd like to give you. I noticed this was pretty popular among people. Now
I thought you already gave it. Don't upgrade.
Yeah, there's my Apple tip. Don't update. No, if you ever forget your passcode, I know, right? I mean, you're probably asking yourself, who would lose their passcode? And believe it or not, I do deal with clients that, they just don't remember. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know how to do this. So you just go to iCloud.com, sign in, and from there, you just go find your phone, and then you just select erase phone. And what that does, yes, it brings your phone back to factory reset. So that's the only bummer part. And when you go back to your phone, you'll have to restore it from iCloud. And then from there, you can put your new passcode in. So that's the only way you can do that easily. So I know it sounds complicated. And believe me, if you don't have to do that, that would be great. But what other choice you got? So I was glad there was a way around it. So that is my tip of the month. You can redo your passcode.
Oh, I know people that run around without putting a passcode on their phone, which is just insane. But
I have a few friends that do that because they hate their Face ID so much that they prefer not to have a passcode at all. And speaking of that, my 11 Pro, I will say the Face ID is way, way better. I can just barely look to the side, it sees my face so much faster. Where my 10S, I had to look physically at it before it would unlock it, and it had to be a certain distance. But this one, I could be all over the place and it will unlock it.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine that's got the 11, and when I try to use the Face ID, it just heats up and goes, are you kidding me?
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you know, does that work with prosthetics? Do you know? Will it work with prosthetic eyes?
I don't see why it wouldn't. It's just a 3D sensor.
Yeah, okay. I mean, mine works if I've got glasses on, like sunglasses on, glasses off, hats,
right.
Hood up on my hoodie.
I think it just senses your face around your face, not just your eyes.
I think, there's like a certain amount of data points that it'll pick from. And if some are covered, it'll just go pick up some other ones. And once it gets a certain amount, then it works.
I think
because isn't there like an attention button that you can press if you don't, if your eyes are.
If they're closed all the time for some reason, if they're sewed or you don't have, you just have your eyelid closed, of course, you can turn that off.
Mm-hmm. But you have it on, right?
Mm-hmm. I have it on. Okay. I pretty much know where the camera's at, and I just stare at it. So it doesn't bother me.
All right. This is some great information then, because a lot of people have asked me about that too, and I just don't know because I just have Touch ID here.
Right. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of the Face ID, or, some people fear that, somebody steals my phone, they just show their phone at me and they get the phone unlocked. I said, well, that's true, but.
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid of it. I just, I guess the thing too is that if you ever want to share some information with other people, it's a lot harder now to do that than it is than in the good old days of Touch ID.
True. Well, hopefully we'll get that back next year and everybody be happy. They'll have a smaller phone for the SE users. Maybe they'll have that back and they'll be happy with that. They are talking about a lot of people still talking about the SE, and this is be the last year you can have your SE before the new OS next year won't support it. Mm-hmm. So I would hope that they've been talking about the iPhone 12 being 4.2 7-inch. So it'll be smaller than what you have now, because it'll be OLED, and the Pro watch will be bigger this time, where, you know, the 11 is bigger than the Pro, except for the Max. So just something to think about. So there's a lot of good stuff coming next year. So if you're holding out and you got iOS 13, I say hold on. Wait until you get to the iPhone 13. Hopefully,
couldn't agree more.
Hopefully it's not the unlucky 13 with iOS 13.
What a great podcast, you guys. This is just a tremendous one here.
We have a lot of information in there. A lot of new stuff, especially about the Amazon, the iOS, the new products coming out, what you can anticipate next month. And I appreciate it, guys. This was very informative. And wow, I even learned a few things, which is, I always love that.
Real quick, just I want to give a shout out to everybody that reached out about the Twitter search thing. You guys are awesome.
Oh, yes. I forwarded all that to Mike.
Yeah, I got emails. I got a couple of DMs. And it turns out if you go to that search and explore tab and just double tap on the explore heading, it opens a search text field, which makes no sense. But
that's silly.
I just have never noticed that because I don't have any friends on Twitter, so I just didn't bother.
I just don't like to keep burying things in Twitter.
Well, wow, that's a really weird place to put. I don't know how people are supposed to find that.
They buried the updates in iOS 13 now, you know, so that's kind of the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go to your account and then you got to go to update. I don't know. It just seems kind of layered. Did you ever tell us what game that was out there that you really like? Because I kind of spaced it out.
Audio Wizards?
Yeah.
Why, yes, Mr. Randy. Audio Wizards, you're right. If you are one of those that love Circus Revenge or any of those kind of games where you have to put headphones on, it uses a 3D stereo. This has a different twist to it. You're a wizard, and you can cast all sorts of different spells. And it's very difficult, which I like. I like it isn't just like point, shoot. This is actually a little harder because you can use and conjure different types of spells for different types of beasts that are coming at you. So you have to be quick. You have to remember, swipe left for this one, swipe up to do that one. And it's a little different. I like it. It's $4.99 in the store. And so if that sounds something you're interested, go for it. I really highly recommend supporting all these folks. And I'm always happy to see new games that comes out. Hopefully one of these days we'll actually have some besides games.
Right? Yeah, I do joke a lot about games, but seriously, there's some really neat games out there. And yeah, they're just is. Some of them, I just like other things. I just don't, I'm not really, but you know, this is what I'm into or what I'm not into. So yeah.
It's just not enough of the things for us, but I agree. We'll take anything we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, guys, you guys enjoy your rest of the September, and we'll see you in October. Come back and we'll talk about what to discuss in October. Hopefully my Apple tags will be there. And I'll put that in your stocking stuffers.
All right.
Yay. All right. You have to send me your mail address so that I really know where you guys live.
I'll just, yeah. Come on over. You can come over and you make supper for me, or your wife can. And
yeah.
I'll go anywhere or do anything for some good food.
Well,
you heard it here first, folks.
Huh?
I was just saying, you got everybody heard it here first.
Yeah.
We're going to do anything for food.
Yeah, well, anything.
Someone needs mode.
Anything.
Anything. I think I'd just bring up some barbecue for you. I'd rather do that.
There you go.
I'll just ship some barbecue to both of you.
Thanks, guys. Just a great cast.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. This is AppleBiz Unleashed for September. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, along here with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. We'll see you guys next month in October. Bye-bye.
This AppleVis Unleashed podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleVis.com.